Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's hour two of the Chris and Amy Show with you until 12 o'clock today. Then the Gas House Gang. It'll be Tom Ackerman and me. Amy's going to join the show too. Talk a little Blues hockey. Ooh, they've lost 7 straight games. But we are glad you're with us up until that point. And we've got John Hancock, who is in studio with us. And Friday, John, you told us a story about a family friend. And for people who did not get a chance to hear that story, we know you have an update on it. Some more information to tell us. But give people a quick version of what exactly is going on right now with a family friend of yours.
So the friendship is 4 generations. I met a guy 30-some years ago who owned a small business in town. I didn't know him, but he was a friend of a friend, and I was running for office, and he threw a fundraiser for me at his house. And through the course of knowing him, he had a son that was in my church. And so I got to know his son and his wife, and we were roughly the same age. He had a son that was my son's age that went through school together. And he had a daughter. His youngest child was the same age as my daughter, youngest child. And so from pre-kindergarten through grade school and middle school and high school, they were great friends. In fact, when my daughter turned 16, Georgianne took this friend and my daughter to Disney World as a surprise for their 16th birthday. And so, I mean, we're close.
Yeah.
She ended up getting married, and my daughter got married, and they both had a child 3 years ago, and those two girls have dance class together every Saturday. So this is a close relationship. This woman, and I'm not going to name names, but she went through college at St. Louis U, and while she was getting her, she's a nutritionist, while she was getting her degree, she worked at a restaurant, and the cook at the restaurant and she fell in love, and they got married and started a family, bought a house. They have a mortgage, and they're raising their now 2 children. Their youngest is the same age as my youngest. I mean, this is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And so a week ago Thursday, this man was going to work, was followed from his driveway to his place of employment, and when he got out of his car, he was arrested by ICE and taken to a jail in St. Genevieve, Missouri. Apparently, they had gone through the process. I heard you guys in the 9 o'clock hour kind of recap this, but they had spent $15,000 on a lawyer who told them he's legal. Got a Social Security card, got a driver's license, thought that was all on the up and up. Turns out the law firm in Houston we're giving out. I don't know exactly how, but it was fraudulent what they were doing, and they apparently had done it to a whole lot of people. And so when the feds busted the law firm for fraud, this man's file was in their, you know, office. And I think, and we're not sure, but we think that's the basis upon which he was arrested. He had legal counsel here attempting to get a hearing, to get before a judge and plead his case. The lawyers went down to St. Genevieve to see him last week. And were told when they arrived that he was removed after midnight and taken somewhere else. He's in a prison, I believe, in Springfield, Missouri now, with three very hardened criminals in his cell. Fearful. This is a good kid. And he's 33 years old. And he's going to be deported. No hearing. And I haven't gotten the most recent update, but, you know, he's going to have to sign his deportation orders. He's going to have to sign so that his youngest child, who doesn't have a passport, can get a pick, because you need both parents' signatures. And this young woman is going to have to, you know, break that news if she hasn't already. And then from there, he'll be sent to a deportation center, and these are the facilities all over the country that you've probably heard of, where they won't allow members of Congress to even come in and inspect the conditions. And ICE has basically told us nothing. When the lawyer went to St. Genevieve, it's a state prison there, the prison leaders, all they knew was that they took him. They didn't know where. ICE didn't tell them anything. They just took them. And so where we are now is he will, I assume, be sent to a deportation facility. And from there, they can send him anywhere. Yeah, they could send him to they could send him to that El Salvador prison, work prison. They could. He has family in Mexico. And, you know, our prayer right now is that that's where he is sent. And I think at some point, you know, think about this. He's a breadwinner. He's got a mortgage. He's paid into Social Security. He's now got a wife whose husband can't return to this country, probably ever. And, you know, they've got house. There's a lot for them to square away.
How is she? Now she's the breadwinner. She's the mother. She's got an 8-month-old, three-year-old.
Yeah.
She's lost.
And the 3-year-old.
Her husband?
Yeah. 3-year-old wants to know where daddy is. You know, what do you tell a 3-year-old in a circumstance? I mean, it's heartbreaking. And it's, you know, I'm very slow to anger. Just that's my disposition, you know. But I'm very angry. This is not America, you know. And folks that think this is okay, it's not. When you look at people and their race or their ethnicity is more important than their humanity, then something's wrong. This is a guy doing the best he can.
It's cruel.
It's very cruel.
It's calloused, it's merciless, it's inhumane.
And for what point?
And I will say, there are very, very few times that I would use the word that I'm ashamed of what our country is doing. Or, you know, it's beyond embarrassed. This is shameful.
Yeah.
This is shameful.
Yeah.
And this is what this administration wanted to do, and they said they were going to do it, and they're doing it. But although they did tell us they were going to go after the worst of the worst,
and this is not one of those people. If you're here illegally and you're out there committing crimes, and I'm all for that. Deporting folks like that, and every administration in this country has done that. You know, whether it's the Bush administrations, Clinton, Certainly Obama. Obama deported more people than any president in American. Well, Eisenhower might have him beat. But, I mean, this is, that's not new, deporting criminal, illegal aliens in this country. What's new is sending masked troops onto the streets of American cities and abducting people. This guy, this husband of this friend of ours, one of the people in the St. Genevieve jail, he knew, and he was arrested while at a gas station filling up his car, and the ICE agents came up to him, asked for his papers, and took him away.
This is like what you hear about in China. This is like KGB.
Yes.
That people in unmarked cars wearing masks are literally abducting people in at gas stations. We talked about the man from Staunton and John watching
and
on YouTube.
He's in the St. Genevieve facility. That's where he was.
He is a restaurant
probably
owner.
Probably not there now.
Yep. A restaurant owner. He dropped his child off at school. These cowardly ICE agents followed him, picked him up, arrested him, abducted him after he dropped his kid off at school. John, who's watching on YouTube, says 500 people gathered in downtown Staunton. I had read 300.
I think it was close to three, but still, it's a lot of people. But Staunton's not very big. You're talking about less than 5,000 people who live there.
And his Ishmael Sandoval, and he says the local restaurateur who was abducted by the administration's Stasi-gone goons last week. As a small businessman, this is John speaking, John on YouTube, not John Hancock. Mr. Sandoval has done far more to support his community than 99.9% of those whose attitude is just ship him out. Like, he's just saying,
that is no question about it.
He's just saying,
absolutely
this,
true.
This man has contributed to his community. He's a restaurant owner, and the way they're abducting them.
Yeah, well, and you know, I'm intimately familiar with the situation that my family knows of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, there are hundreds, if not thousands.
Yep.
Of people across the country that fit this exact same criteria.
We saw the numbers from, was it Syracuse University who looked at this, and it was something like 70-71% of people who have been detained by ICE have zero criminal record. Zero. Yep. When we were promised worst of the worst. Going to get the worst of the worst, which we do not disagree with. Nobody disagrees with taking the worst of the worst and removing them.
Yes, the worst of the worst.
People who own restaurants, mm-hmm. who take their kids to school, who are landscapers, or they're working somewhere else. You know, they're contributing to society. That's not who we should be sending out of the country. It's just, this is an incompetent administration, or they're cruel. It's one of the two, and it might be both.
Oh, I think it's both. And let me say this, because, John, I think you brought this up Friday about the border being secure.
Yeah.
There is a difference between securing the border and not letting anyone in, because they say, oh, well, once they cross the border illegally, you know, that's a crime. Okay, the border's secure. You know, we're keeping people out now. Yep. We're keeping people out until they can go through the due processes, the appropriate processes. But in the meantime, the people who are here, you do need to be more methodical. You got to have due process. You got to say, okay, the worst of the worst, yes, get them out. The goal here was not to just take everybody without, you know, just indiscriminately grabbing husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and business owners and teachers and saying, too bad, you are collateral damage.
Well, we had a texter who said that last week, which is a vile thought.
It's destroying lives and families. And there's no point to it. And it actually, in my opinion, damages our country. America, for its history, certainly its recent history, has been a destination for the world. The world had wanted to come to, if there's some way we could make it to America, that's our hope. That's our dream. We were unique. We were a shining city on a hill. We're not anymore. And one of the reasons that the border is more secure now is that people don't want to come here. And that's not helpful for America.
Nope.
You know, when folks want to come here and build a life for themselves and engage in a free economy, in a free country, That helps the country. Well, it builds a country.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's not just people who are, you know, doing the manual labor jobs, the restaurant jobs, construction jobs, sure. which we need. We need all of these people.
Who's putting the roofs on the buildings in North St. Louis now? They all got carted off.
That's right. And it's not just that, but it is people coming from somewhere else who go to school here, who want to go to a college here, so that they can end up being doctors or whatever else.
Millions of them in this country.
Enrollment for foreign students wanting to go to U.S. colleges is down dramatically, too. Yeah, that is a terrible side effect of this.
What's happened to the tourism industry? I look at Las Vegas.
This is such a bad policy.
Yeah, it's... You know, it's sad and I'm angry.
John Hancock is with us. It's Chris and Amy. Got another segment to go with John. We appreciate you and your thoughts as well. 314-436-7900. It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out.
Donald Trump on 60 Minutes last night saying that the tactics of ICE agents not gone far enough, even though we've learned that something like 70% of all those who've been detained by ICE have no criminal record whatsoever. And despite the fact the administration or the candidate for president, Donald Trump, said that they would go after the worst of the worst. They have not done that. They've done more than that. We're talking with John Hancock, telling us a story about a personal friend, a family friend who has been detained and is on the verge of being deported despite having done nothing wrong here, thought they were legal, went through an attorney out of Texas, an immigration attorney out of Texas who appeared to have been acting fraudulently. But when you hear the president say that, I mean, we've seen video of ICE agents just tackling people who've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
We're wearing masks so you can't see their faces. Yeah. And then he says they haven't gone far enough. What do you think of that?
Well, it's disgusting. It's reprehensible. It's repugnant. And, you know, the hiring, there have been a wholesale hiring of these folks. There was a massive appropriation to add agents. I don't know what kind of training these folks are receiving that are being dispatched on the streets.
Doesn't appear to be good.
It doesn't. And, you know, and you, when you're hiring in mass numbers like that, you kind of get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're paying these people $50,000 bonuses to join ICE. I mean, think about that. And here we're a country that's in debt massively, increasing every day. We don't have a functioning Congress. And even when they're in session, they're not functioning as they ought. And that's been the case for a long time now in this country. We're in a very rough patch, folks. The tendency to get up in the morning and go to work and get your groceries and go to the movies and watch the games on television, that's, for most folks, that's life in America. And this is not, we're not living in the same country we were living in 10 years ago. And I'm far from an alarmist. And I have said for years, when people would say, you know, we're heading down to this path or this is going to, and I'm, you know, I would say that'll never happen in America. It's happening. And folks ought to wake up because it's happening.
And it's difficult to put into words, as you said, John. You know, you're generally slow to anger.
Yeah.
And this is infuriating. I think it's shameful. It's cruel. It's inhumane. And I think people should note that it's coming from a man in administration who was so personally offended by the fact that a Canadian politician would play a Ronald Reagan speech, so offended that he wants to end trade negotiations and slap tariffs, and yet has no problem tearing husbands and fathers and wives and mothers away from their children, ripping families apart, ripping families that, like you said, a man who paid $15,000 to do everything the right way, no fault of his own, this law firm was fraudulent, was the breadwinner for his wife and children. His wife, like you, grew up here, from here. They're an American family.
Yep.
Tear them apart, but heaven forbid you say something that insults the tiny ego of a huge ego, I should say, of a small, insecure man. It's difficult to put into words.
Well, I don't want to personalize this because this is there are hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands, of people that are in precisely the same circumstance, and I'm, you know, it's hard for me. I've been a Republican my entire life. My entire adult life, I've been a Republican, associated with the party, ran under its banner for public office, directed its activities for the state of Missouri as executive director of the state Republican Party. I was the chairman within the last decade of the Missouri Republican Party. And for me to see a Republican administration doing things that I find morally repugnant is makes me mad. And to hear voices in the punditry world or the radio host or television host world defending everything this administration does is disheartening. You know, I'm sure there are things they're doing well, but this isn't one of them.
John, we appreciate you coming in. We are sorry about your friend. This is not how we should be. This is it's very anti-American, and yep. it's a real shame that this has happened. And hopefully, some miracle happens. And I don't know how it could. I hope that it does.
It won't.
We appreciate you. Thank you,
all
John.
Right, see you Friday.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
We have a world champion in baseball. It's the LA Dodgers. They won in 7 games on Saturday. It was game 7, and speaking of 7, the Blues have lost that many in a row. So what to get to first? We've got Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line, Rush Hour Sports, which is at 5 o'clock, and pre- and post-game coverage for the Cardinals when the season is in session, and we've got Matt Pauly with us now. So let's start with the World Series, Matt, and the question has been asked by some in the baseball world whether or not that was the best World Series ever. What do you think?
It was really good. Like, I'm not, I can't sit here and cite every single World Series that has occurred, so it's hard for me to answer that question. But there were so many things that happened in that World Series. The 18 inning game, that 9-run sixth inning, the pinch hit grand slam, the way Game 7 played out. I'm sure I'm missing something. The Yamamoto complete game, like just Yamamoto coming back. Wow, what a world! And the fact that Toronto was inches away from winning it multiple times. Oh, that was so good. I had somebody on Twitter who it wasn't adversarial at all, but basically said to me that they had a hard time enjoying it because of how the Dodgers built their team. And like I get that if that's going to be your number one thing, but I just, for me personally, I watched that and I enjoyed every single moment of it. The fact that the Dodgers had, bought and paid for most of their roster, that did not bother me in the moment because I was watching something that was really, really amazing play out.
I think it was to me, it was the best World Series ever. And I know Ronj brought up recency bias, and it's probably true, but I know for a fact, I personally have never enjoyed a non-Cardinals World Series more. It was so much fun. I was glued to every game.
Yeah, and that's the way. And you said it, Amy. Like, I don't have a whole lot more to add to that. I can't think. I'm with you. I have a hard time, and maybe I'm being a prisoner of the moment. And let's talk again in 5 years. But I can't remember enjoying watching a World Series play out as much as I did this one, mm-hmm. outside of the Cardinals, obviously, being right. In one. That's a different thing.
So the conversation that we have been having about, you know, we'll get to the Cardinals off season here because that's next. That's the thing that's happening now. About the Dodgers winning and if it's bad for baseball. And, you know, we have heard people say that, that you don't want that team with all that payroll, all that money, winning the whole thing because it's, you know, just unfair to everybody else. When you hear arguments like that, what do you think?
Are there some things that the Dodgers can do that other teams can't do? Yes. Are there things the Dodgers do that other teams could also do that they choose not to? Yes. Like that's part of it as well. I mean, teams could push payroll a little bit more than they do, but it would be disingenuous to not say that there's clearly some advantages that the Dodgers have that a lot of teams in baseball don't have. They've won back-to-back World Series. Not trying to run away from that fact. They have an incredible team. They also have a team where they couldn't trust their bullpen. And, I mean, that they spent all that money, and as you watch, they had to bring a starting pitcher back out the day after he threw almost 100 pitches. So they were not a perfect team by any stretch of the mind. Are there some things that baseball could tweak to level the playing field a little bit? Yeah, I think there are, but I don't think we need to make we're not going to. I like to talk in reality. The players are not going to agree to a salary cap. It is not going to happen. So let's stop even talking about that because it's just simply something that's not going to happen. Are there other things that can be put in place that even up the playing ground just a little bit? Yeah, I think there are, and hopefully they're able to work through some of those things in the next CBA.
All right, let's now talk about the Cardinals off season because we wonder what it's going to look like, and they're going to have to field the team, so they're going to have to field the rotation. You know, that will, I think that is pretty up in the air at the moment. You know, whether or not Sonny Gray comes back for 2026, that is up in the air. How different do you think this roster is going to look for next season?
I think there's going to be some key names that exit. Does Sonny Gray get traded? I think it's a 50-50 proposition. I'm not 100% sure it's going to happen. But I also, he's basically said that he would be open to it. Is there still a possibility that if the right deal came around that he would accept it, that Wilson Contreras could get moved? Yeah, that's a possibility. And then we've spent so much of this time since the season has ended talking about the likes of Nolan Arenado, Brendan Donovan, Alec Burleson, Lars Nootbaar, Nolan Gorman. Multiples of those guys will probably get moved as well. They are going to have to figure out some pitching. They're going to have to bring some pitching in. They just do not have enough. Even in a year where they're going through this rebuild process, they don't have enough pitching to get through the season next year. So that's something that they are going to have to add in some form or fashion. I think the thing that I'm most interested in going into this offseason is those type of moves that have to be made just so, like you said, Chris, you have to field team. Those type of moves, are those going to be one-year type deals, not a whole lot of money being put out just so you have, so you can be competitive, just so you have a guy? Or is there a possibility that they bring on some players on longer-term deals that, yeah, they're going to be around for next year, but the main thing is they're still going to be on the team once this thing turns into something that's going to be competing at a much higher level? And I'm not quite... The proverbial gun to the head, which one is it going to be? I feel like it's going to be the first thing. I don't think they're going to be looking to add multi-year deals and already bringing in the guys that are going to be part of the core moving forward from the outside. But if a opportunity presents itself, I don't think they're going to run away from it either.
Also, Mason Winn, as we kind of expected, won the Gold Glove Award. And I think the only... knock against him was that he missed a lot of time with injury, but you know, there was nobody who was better at that position this year.
No, he was easily the best defensive shortstop. That was not the question. Like you said, did he play enough games for him to win the Gold Glove? And credit goes to the folks who made that decision and who voted on it, because there was nobody who matched up defensively to Mason Winn. I'm glad he won it, rightfully so that he won it. And hopefully this is hopefully this goes on a he goes on a long run of winning the Gold Glove at shortstop. I mean, you think about the Cardinals, you think about all the Gold Gloves that Ozzie Smith won. Edgar Renteria won back-to-back Gold Gloves at one point. Let's see Mason Winn become the next shortstop with multiple Gold Gloves, which I think is likely. We'll see who emerges, but there's nobody in baseball right now that can do what Mason Winn does defensively.
So, seven in a row, huh?
Whew, it's not good.
It's a little rough.
You guys know me. I'm not the, hot take guy. I'm not the jump off a cliff guy. It's still early. I'm sick of saying that, though. Mm-hmm. They're finding different ways to lose. Even when they, put a much better effort out on the ice, it's not resulting in a victory. I don't know. I don't know. It has to end at some point. I mean, you are burying yourself right now, and I feel dumb talking about playoffs and divisions and wild cards and all that on November 3rd because there is obviously and clearly more than enough time to get that stuff figured out. But for the Blues right now, they are continuing to put themselves in a really, really tough spot in what they have to do to climb out of this thing. And they're only a handful of points out of a playoff spot, so it's not end of the world sort of thing. So forget that. Just play better hockey. Be the team that we thought you were going to be when the season got started.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I've heard a lot of people say, well, yeah, everyone was hyping this team up too much. Everyone was too hot on these guys. They were never going to be great. Okay, fine, even if that's true, even if you didn't think they were going to win the Central Division, nobody thought they would be tied for last in the National Hockey League after the month of October. They're not that bad. I don't care how much you thought that people were hyping the team up too much. Nobody thought they would be last, which they currently are. Only the Flames and the Blues are still in single-digit points on the season so far in the National Hockey League. So they can't stay this bad, knock on wood. I hope not, because they're not that bad.
Amy, who was saying that, though? That they were going to be a Stanley Cup contender or win the Central Division. What we were saying, I think across the board, I think anybody mm-hmm. with common sense, and that includes all of us talking right now, we all said that this is a team that should be a playoff team, that this is a team that's probably going to be a team that is in the wild card conversation. It would be very much a disappointment if they are not a playoff mm-hmm. team, but they're probably in the wild card conversation because of how good the Central Division is and how good the Western Conference is. And if they just play totally above their skis, maybe they get into into a top three spot in the division, third. None of us were saying this is a Central Division winning team. This is a Western Conference winning team. Nobody said that.
No, and I will say this. I was probably as high on the team as anybody. I'll say it. I thought these guys could be really good. Because I want to say, and I don't want to dox him if it's not him. It was Jeremy Rutherford or somebody said, they could come in third, right? They could be third in the Central Division, which was, it's pretty generous. And I remember when they said that, and I go, I might have said it on air. I was like, they could come in higher. I bet they could come in higher. I was drinking the Kool-Aid like nobody's business, Matt. And I had a mea culpa last week because, geez, Louise, was I wrong? But, I mean, I'll take it. I really was. When the writers would say, or you, the sports guys, right, would all say they should be a playoff team, they're going to be wild card, and even a couple of guys would say, like I said, third place. I thought, I don't think we're giving them enough credit. They're gonna surprise us all. I was so wrong. No one's ever been as wrong as I have been, Matt. But I will say this. The Blues announced just a few minutes ago that they have acquired defenseman, I think it's Cal Rosen, Cal Rosen from the Washington Capitals in exchange for a defenseman, Corey Schoeneman. Shows something, I can't say his last name. Rosen will report to the Blues AHL affiliate, the Springfield Thunderbirds. So they did pick up Rosen from the Washington Capitals. He's 31 years old. He's been around with the Blues before.
I think it is Calais Rosen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could not remember for the life of me.
He's been around.
Mm-hmm. He's been with the Blues. You know,
yeah. So, okay. But defensively, they're so bad. They're so bad defensively. Monty's talked about this a lot. He says it's the equivalent of throwing a slow pitch softball to Albert Pujols. What they're doing in terms of giving up just these grade A prime shots, because the numbers actually don't add up, because they're actually not spending that much time in the defensive zone. Generally, if you're in the defensive zone for a long time, that's bad. Well, they're in a defensive zone for a very short amount of time, but they're in there for a short amount of time because teams skate into the zone. They're like, okay, hey, look, we got a great shot right now. We don't have to run our offense at all.
Here are three breakaways in a row and two odd man rushes. But that's what they've done.
Yeah.
So, Matt Pauly, tonight, SLU will open up their regular season, SLU men's basketball. They've got SEMO. It's a 6:45 pregame show, so you'll have Sports Open line up until that point?
Yes.
How good are they going to be?
I think they're going to be all right. I think they're a team that contends at the top of the division, and if they do that, they can be an NCAA tournament team. So I kind of said the same thing last year, and they were not as good as I thought they were going to be. I'll run it back and say the same thing for this year. I think they've got an opportunity to be really, really good.
Matt Pauly's got Rush Hour Sports at 5 o'clock, then 45 minutes worth of Sports Open line at 6. Pre-game show 6:45, SLU and SEMO. You can hear the game on 104.1 FM KMOX. Thank you, Matt.
You bet.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Join the show, won't you? 314-436-7900. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. We're going to talk to Andrew Egger at 11 o'clock, White House correspondent from the Bulwark. He will be with us. He's with us every Monday here on KMOX.
Okay, where are Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt and all of our state reps in the situation with John Hancock's friend? For God's sakes, shouldn't they be representing and protecting the people in their state?
Yes.
Michelle leaving us a voice message on the Odyssey app. You can do the same. We had John Hancock in at the start of the hour talking about his family friend who is 33 years old and
father of a husband, yep, a breadwinner, a father of two, 3 years old and 8 months old.
And thought that all of the, you know, immigration status, it was all in order. They went through an immigration attorney out of Texas. It turned out to be fraudulently representing people. They did not know that. They paid $15,000 to do this. They're trying to do it the right way.
Which is another thing, Ranj. If the government, which the U.S. government did, found out that this law firm was charging people $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to provide these people with what they believe to be...
trying to do it the right way.
The right way.
Yep.
Why would you not then just go after the law firm and realize that the people who are trying to do it the right way weren't trying to skirt the system?
Because they just want the numbers. They want it to look good. They want the numbers to be high.
If you spent $15,000 to get a lawyer to make sure you followed all of the rules and you were scammed, that should not be a reason to deport you. You were someone who was trying to do it the right way.
That's assuming that the administration is looking at this logically and humanely, which they're just clearly
cruel.
Not.
It's cruel. And I say, I don't use the word shameful often. This is shameful.
It absolutely is. And look at the people of Staunton, Illinois, who's there's a business owner there who'd done nothing wrong, running a business. And with hundreds of people came out in support of him. And Staunton is not a big town. Less than 5,000 people live there. And the guy wasn't doing anything wrong. You know, the community loved him, though. And that's it. See, that is exactly the kind of thing that we're talking about. Those are the people that we should be fostering and we should be supporting as immigrants who come here and they make something of themselves and they contribute to the community, whether it's working hard or it's owning a business like the man in Staunton was doing, who is now at the St. Genevieve facility where John's family friend was and now is off to another deportation facility and has, you know, it just sounds like there's no hope of him getting to stay here. And that is just absolutely 100% wrong. And I'm sorry if you see it a different way. I just don't know how you could. Do we want to hear from Elizabeth, too? Yep, she left us a voice message.
TikTok story is happening all over the country. This is what happens when the administration doesn't differentiate between hardened criminals and people who cross the border without proper paperwork. There are good family people who are being torn away from their family, just like this poor man.
That's exactly right.
And also, worse than that, because as we said, the border is secure, because I get it. People say, well, once you cross the border illegally, you've committed a crime. Okay, fine. Well, the border's secure. This guy had the paperwork, right? What he believed to be the right paperwork. This isn't even someone who crossed in illegally and contributed.
How does it improve your life? Think about this. How does it improve your life if a business owner who owns a Mexican restaurant in Staunton, Illinois, gets deported? Who's been doing nothing but contributing to a community? How does that make your life better? Give me a reason. I'd love to hear it. Text us 314-436-7900. We'll talk to Andrew Egger with the Bulwark, White House correspondent. St. Louis and Andrew Egger joins us next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.